今天开始开一个新的直播专题《地理大发现》。
Today we are starting a new live series called Geographical Discoveries.
我们不仅仅讲几个航海家的故事。
We're not just telling the stories of a few sailors.
是要跟朋友们探讨。
I want to discuss with my friends.
今天这个世界是怎么成为今天这个世界的？
How did the world become what it is today?
它是怎么连起来的？
How did it come together?
又为什么充满了那么多矛盾和断层？
Why is he so full of contradictions and gaps?
为什么菲律宾的国名是来自一个西班牙的国王？
Why is the name of the Philippines derived from a Spanish king?
为什么太平洋中间有一些小的岛？
Why are there some small islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
比如关岛、复活节岛。
For example, Resurrection Island in Guam.
他们的人说的话。
What they said.
为什么跟东南亚的语言。
By learning Southeast Asian languages.
那么像。当然，这些太平洋小岛上的人和语言并非凭空出现。
Well, of course, the people and languages on these Pacific islands didn't just appear out of nowhere.
他们就是一系列伟大的航海冒险的产物。
They are the products of a series of great maritime adventures.
南岛语系的起源可以追溯到中国台湾及东南沿海地区。
The origin of the Austronesian language family can be traced back to Taiwan and the southeast coast of China.
南岛民族大约在5000到6000年前就掌握当时最先进的航海技术。
The Austronesian peoples had mastered the most advanced maritime technology by around 5,000 to 6,000 years ago.
比如双体独木舟。边架艇。
For example, a two-oared canoe on the double-sided river bank.
然后他们就开始了波澜壮阔的海上大冒险。
Then they embarked on a grand sea adventure.
现代研究证实。
Modern research confirms.
这应该是人类历史上最早。
This should be the earliest.
最伟大的海上迁徙。
The greatest sea migration.
这些了不起的先民从台湾出发。
These remarkable ancestors set sail from Taiwan.
他们一路向南，抵达菲律宾。
They traveled south and arrived in the Philippines.
印尼。
Indonesia.
又一路向东，进入广袤的太平洋。
Then it continued eastward into the vast Pacific Ocean.
也有人向西到达非洲的马达加斯加。
Some people also arrived in Madagascar, Africa, from the west.
如果我们能把这些与海洋地理的关系搞清楚，
If we can clarify the relationship between these and marine geography,
就能理解今天世界的基本轮廓是怎么来的。
How can we understand the basic outline of today's world?
其实在1492年之前，
Actually, before 1949,
地球上各个地方的人大多数并不了解彼此的存在。
Most people on Earth are unaware of each other's existence.
和生活，有一些人是知道彼此的存在。
Some people know each other, and some are not.
但是打交道很少，有一些人是压根就不知道彼此的存在。
However, there are some people who have very little contact with each other and don't even know that they exist.
欧洲人不知道美洲人。
Europeans don't know Americans.
美洲人也不知道欧洲人，非洲人就更加不知道世界上还有个日本了。
Americans don't even know about Europeans, Africans, let alone the existence of Japan.
所以在那个时代，
Therefore, in that era,
世界是真正的碎片化的。
The world is truly fragmented.
每一块大陆都是一座孤岛。
Each continent is an island.
每一片大海都是天涯海角。
Every sea is a distant shore.
那为什么是1492年之后就天翻地覆了呢？
Why did it change so drastically after 1492?
因为这一年哥伦布起航了。
Because this year Columbus set sail.
他向西出发。
He set off westward.
但是他的目标不是去发现新大陆。
However, his goal was not to discover new lands.
因为那时候他根本不知道新大陆的存在。
Because at that time, he didn't know about the existence of a new continent.
哥伦布是想开辟一条通往东方的新路。
Columbus was trying to find a new route to the east.
看能不能乘船到达那里。
See if you can reach there by boat.
因为在此之前
Because before that,
欧洲和亚洲的交通都是通过陆路的。
Europe and Asia are all land-based transportation.
包括欧洲人来中国也是十一路公交车要翻越雪山高地。
Including Europeans coming to China, they also have to take the 11th bus across a snow-capped mountain.
穿过茫茫的沙漠。
Through the vast desert.
隔壁，马可波罗就是这么一路走过来的。
Marco Polo from next door came this way.
而哥伦布的目的地正是马可波罗笔下那个遍地黄金与香料的东方世界。
And Columbus's destination was the eastern world described by Marco Polo, a land of gold and spices.
他听说那里有一个叫日本的岛国，宫殿的屋顶都铺着纯金。
He heard that there was a Japanese island country with a palace whose roof was covered in pure gold.
他想找到他。
He wants to find him.
然而呢
？However.
哥伦布出发的方向却是西方。
Columbus set out in the direction of the west.
他带着船队开进了茫茫的大西洋。
He led the fleet into the vast Atlantic Ocean.
这不是南辕北辙。
This is not a contradiction.
而是有一个强大的信念。
Instead, there is a strong belief.
在支撑着他，地球是圆的。
The earth is round and it supports him.
除了他相信地球是个球，支撑。
Besides, he believes that the earth is a sphere.
他敢下注往西走的另外一个原因。
One reason he was willing to bet on the other direction was that he was confident in his ability to predict the future.
却来源于一连串美丽的错误。
It originated from a series of beautiful mistakes.
这是怎么回事？
How to elaborate?
听我给你细讲。
Listen, I'll tell you in detail.
很多人在聊到这段历史的时候，
When people talk about this historical event,
都会说哥伦布要挑战地平说。
Columbus is challenging the flat earth theory.
严格来说，
Strictly speaking,
这个说法并不准确。
This statement is not accurate.
其实早在中世纪的欧洲
Actually, as early as the Middle Ages in Europe,
受过教育的人群
Educated people,
早就知道地球是圆的了。
I've always known that the earth is round.
只是大家不太确定地球这个球到底有多大。
Just,People are not sure how big the earth is.
按照哥伦布的计算
According to Columbus's calculation,
他认为从欧洲向西航行只需要3000海里就能到达日本。
He believed that it only took 3,000 nautical miles to sail from Europe to Japan.
对哥伦布来说
For Columbus,
找到日本
Find Japan,
就等于找到了财富。
It's just about finding wealth.
他给西班牙国王写的计划书里明确写着目标是抵达日本和中国。
In the plan he wrote for King of Spain, it was clearly stated that his goal was to reach Japan and China.
但实际上，真实距离是他计算数字的4倍。
But in reality, the actual distance is 4 times his calculated number.
还要多，哥伦布把地球算小了。
How much smaller did Columbus make the Earth?
就是这个计算错误，给了哥伦布更坚定的勇气。
This calculation error gave Columbus more confidence.
虽然哥伦布错了
Although Columbus was wrong,
但是他的运气足够好
But he was lucky enough.
这中间正好还有个美洲被他碰上了
In the meantime, America was also involved.
你看，改变世界的人不一定算对了
You don't have to be a world changer to be right.
但要敢下注
But be bold to bet.
如果当时他没算错
If he hadn't been wrong,
也可能他根本就不会出发
he might not even leave.
但历史就是如此
But history is like that.
他充满了偶然性一个错误的前提
he was full of chance, a premise of error.
加上一个正确的信念
add a correct belief.
竟然就改变了世界的格局。
It has completely changed the world's landscape.
好。
Okay.
为了给大家一个直观的对比。
To provide a clear comparison for everyone.
哥伦布出发的1492年。
In 1492, Columbus set sail.
正是中国的明朝中期，距离大明航海家郑和最后一次下西洋已经过去了大约60年。
It has been about 60 years since the last voyage of Zhang He, a Chinese navigator from the Ming Dynasty.
但故事才刚刚开始。
But the story is just beginning.
下期我们继续聊哥伦布，一个算错了
Next time, we'll continue to discuss Columbus's mistake.
地球大小却敢往西走的人。
A person who dares to go west despite the size of Earth.
他幸运地碰上了新大陆。
He was lucky to have encountered a new continent.
却到死。
But to die.
都以为自己到达的是东方。
Everyone thought they had reached the east.
就连这片大陆的命名都被别人抢占了先机。
The name of this continent has already been taken by others.